You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News. I'm Catherine Sweeney. The Tennessee Department of Correction is scheduled to execute Anthony Darrell Hines next Thursday. For weeks, more and more people have been calling for a death penalty moratorium, but yet again, Governor Bill Lee says that's not going to happen.
People have chosen the death penalty for those most heinous crimes. It's my responsibility to make sure that that law is carried out.
Why is it news that Lee is saying the same thing? Because the pressure has been building since the last time he said no, and he maintains the Tennessee Department of Correction hasn't done anything wrong. This all started in late May when the agency tried and failed to execute Tony Carruthers. The medical staff tried to place a typical IV and failed. Per the lethal injection protocol, a doctor then tried to place a central line in a deeper vein and also failed. After an hour, Lee called into the prison and ordered them to stop. That cast a spotlight on whether qualified doctors are working Tennessee's executions. First, defense attorneys for death row inmates asked for a moratorium, investigation, and protocol rewrite. Then in early July, nearly a dozen Republican state senators made a similar call. Lee made his first no moratorium announcement then. Last week, a group of about 40 doctors and nurses joined the call. Then, Tennessee's Supreme Court announced it was taking up a different death row case, that of Krista Pike, over whether her rights would be violated in her September execution. That hearing starts next week, just a few days before Hines is put to death. Amid all of that, Lee reiterated his position.
It's one of the most difficult things we do in this state. But I am committed to making sure that it is done in the way that it should be.
Both times, Lee defended TDOC and said the agency followed the rules.
I'd invite him to reread the protocol.
That's Kit Thomas, an attorney for Darrell Hines on This Is Nashville.
And I'd invite him to read the excerpts of the deposition that have been released of Dr. Mark Fowler, where he says, I haven't set a central line in 13 years. He attempted to do so in May, and he wasn't able to do it.
She notes the rules say TDOC has to find a doctor that can perform the procedure. TDOC has refused to confirm whether the same doctor will participate in Hines' execution. Unless the courts intervene, that will take place at 10 a.m. next Thursday. Catherine Sweeney, WPLN News.